From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The government is out this morning with another sign that the recession may be easing. The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit edged up slightly in June, reflecting an increase in imports for the first time in nearly a year. The Commerce Department says the deficit rose 4% to $27 billion from May's $26 billion. Later today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest decision on interest rates. The so-called Fed funds rate is currently down near zero. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The low Fed funds rate helps make it cheaper to borrow money, and that's basically like a strong cup of coffee for the beleaguered economy. It helps get it up and moving with more money flowing around like it should again. But just like most people can't drink coffee all day long, eventually the Fed has to cut back on this economic stimulant and raise interest rates again, or it risks sparking inflation. The thing is, the vast majority of economists do not expect the Fed to raise rates yet. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is a student of the Great Depression, where it's widely believed that the government did not do enough to stimulate the economy. And so far, Bernanke appears determined not to repeat that mistake. Analysts, though, will be looking at the Fed's statement for hints of when it may raise rates or change any of its many other efforts to help the economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
In southern Afghanistan, hundreds of U.S. Marines and Afghan troops have been battling militants for control of a town that's been in Taliban hands for years. Authorities say at least seven militants have been killed. The Marines began the assault before dawn today in an effort to gain control of the area ahead of next week's presidential elections. President Obama hosts a White House reception today for the newest Supreme Court justice, Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House is anticipating a full house for the East Room reception. Sotomayor is the first Latina and only the third woman to join the High Court. Plenty of friends, colleagues, and political leaders want the opportunity to wish Sotomayor well in her new post. Today's White House reception follows a brief swearing-in ceremony on Saturday, attended by about 60 guests at the Supreme Court. It was the first such swearing-in ceremony to be televised. President Obama is anxious to see Sotomayor take her place on the bench in the fall. The Veteran Appeals Court judge will hear her first oral arguments with the High Court in September, when the justices are set to reconsider a campaign finance case. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Taiwan's military says it's found hundreds of people alive in the area around three remote villages devastated by a typhoon over the weekend. Army helicopters are ferrying survivors to safety. Efforts to find more are continuing for a fourth day. Officials say there's no way to know for sure how many are still buried under the slide. And over the past week, more than 100 people have been killed in Asia because of strong storms that have unleashed heavy flooding. This is NPR News. Iran's parliament speaker is rejecting claims that election protesters were sexually assaulted in prison, and he's issuing a stern warning to the opposition leader who raised the allegations. Dale Gavlak reports.
Ali Larijani said an investigation of detainees in Karazak and Evin prisons where protesters were jailed showed there were no cases of rape or sexual abuse. He called allegations made by opposition leader Mahdi Karoubi baseless. He asked Karoubi to submit evidence or testimony about the rapes for a serious probe into the claims. Earlier this week, Karoubi said he received reports from senior officials that male and female prisoners were brutally raped by their jailers, to the point of physical and mental damage. The speed of the probe and the quick denial by hardliners is viewed as an attempt to discredit the allegations made by reformers. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
A manhunt is underway in the San Francisco area after a gunman killed a female toll collector and another person near a busy bridge north of the city. Investigators are describing the scene as horrific. Flags in the state capitol will be flown at half-staff today in tribute to the 51-year-old toll worker. The U.S. national soccer team will attempt to make history today. The team is in Mexico for a match which will decide which country qualifies for next year's World Cup in South Africa. The U.S. national team has been having a good year. They made it to the final match of the Confederations Cup before being beaten by Brazil. But the team has never won a match on Mexican soil, and the Mexican team beat the U.S. just 2 weeks ago in the Gold Cup final. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.